This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Welcome to the ceasefire that continues to hold, but that's not enough. We have to build on the ceasefire and try to move things in a genuinely positive direction.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announcing today that the U.S. would reopen its consulate general in Jerusalem, a move that restores ties with Palestinians that had been downgraded by the Trump administration.
As I told the president, I'm here to underscore the commitment of the United States to rebuilding a relationship with the Palestinian Authority and with the Palestinian people, a relationship built on mutual respect and also a shared conviction that Palestinians and Israelis alike deserve equal measures of freedom, security, opportunity, and dignity.
The consulate long served as an autonomous office in the charge of diplomatic relations with Palestinians, but former U.S. President Donald Trump downgraded its operations and then placed them under the authority of his ambassador to Israel when he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. Now, Trump's move infuriated the Palestinians who view East Jerusalem as occupied territory and the capital of their future state. Activists and family members of victims rallied outside the Minnesota State Capitol.
Was my man. He was but one man.
In Minnesota yesterday, calling for legislation that holds authorities accountable in the future and reopens police abuse cases from the past. Toshira Garraway is from the group of families supporting families against police violence.
A year later, we are still pleading and begging for laws to change. This is the truth of what's going on in Minnesota. There's a body in Minnesota.
This is VOA News. Belarus opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday it is clear that Roman Protasevich, the journalist arrested Sunday after the passenger jet he was traveling on was forced to land in Minsk and has been beaten in detention. Protasevich appeared in a video posted online on Monday, apparently filmed by Belarusian security services. He confessed to organizing anti-government protests. His supporters say marks on his face show he had been beaten. The incident has been described as state-sponsored hijacking by Western leaders, and many European airlines are now avoiding Belarusian airspace, a key route from Europe to Asia. The European Union is urging member nations to close their airspace and airports to all Belarusian airlines after Belarus forced a commercial jetliner to make that emergency landing on Sunday. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra on Tuesday called on the World Health Organization to conduct a second, more fully transparent investigation into the origins of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The WHO issued a joint statement with Chinese scientists in March after the agency led a four-week mission to the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the first cases of the coronavirus emerged in December of 2019. But the U.S. and other nations raised concerns about the way that mission was carried out and the lack of cooperation from China. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also agreed that further studies were needed into the virus origins. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General says the Trump administration forced migrant parents to leave the United States without their children under its family separation policy.
Department of Homeland Security Inspector Generals released a report that under the Trump administration policy of separating migrant families at the border, some parents were forced to leave the U.S. without their children, even though they had asked for them back. And in nearly 350 cases, ICE had no record showing migrants wanted to leave their children in the U.S. That contradicts a claim that thousands of parents were choosing to leave their children behind while the parents were deported. The American Civil Liberties Union says it learned some parents were even told that their children would join them on the plane, but then the flight took off without them. So far, the Biden administration's only reunited the first four families this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.